just published by the IU Press. A Home of Her Own is an anthology of 20 different homes and the women behind them. Written by Nancy Hiller, cabinet maker and author of the Hoosier Cabinet and Kitchen History, the inviting volume is illustrated with more than 100 color photographs by Kendall Reeves. In the top left corner of the back cover, the book asks to be placed in the home design category. Chock full of inspiration for redesigning a house, the book offers a complimentary narrative that has more to do with reinventing a life. Yael Cassander spoke with the authors and one of the subjects of A Home of Her Own.
Nancy Hiller and Kendall Reeves' new book is a welcome addition to coffee tables everywhere. Large color photographs offer views into restored vintage homes, both plain and fancy, located mostly in Indiana with outliers from Chicago to Oakland, California. Documenting everything from a retrofitted barn to an antebellum manor, the pristine interiors featured in A Home of Her Own might grace Architectural Digest or some such chronicle of the good life. It's a far cry from the gritty origin stories behind many of these transformed homes.
I needed to establish my independence again, and I had no way to do it other than the opportunities that came to me.
Linda Oblak owns one of the houses featured in the book.
I saw the house as an opportunity, not as, oh boy, I get this wonderful house. You know?
But on the cold and gray morning that Linda, the authors, and I have gathered in the front parlor of Linda's jewel box of a home, it's hard to imagine a more inviting spot. We're drinking tea in a mauve interior enhanced with softly glowing sconces, mission-style furniture, and carefully culled artifacts matching the vintage of the 1930s kit home. When Linda first encountered the house, life wasn't so pleasant.
I came to this house during a particularly tough time in my life. My boys had grown up and they were all gone, so it was empty nest. I had a school that I ran for several years, and I had closed that, and I was getting a divorce, so I needed to find an inexpensive place to live.
Linda's first impression of her now swoon-worthy home was less than sanguine.
This house was a rental, and I almost didn't rent it because it had that awful ghetto wrap, brick paper. And that meant poverty to me just because of how I grew up. And then I realized that I couldn't afford to not rent it because it was the most inexpensive place I could find. A year or so later, I bought it on contract.
Dire straits were what brought her to the unprepossessing address.
But I did have a vision for the house.
It's that vision that the author and photographer hoped to capture in A Home of Her Own. Although Nancy Hiller recounts the struggles and victories of each woman's adventures in life and home ownership, we see none of the dowdy before and along the way shots.
By looking at the after, the result of their vision and their labor, you can also get some idea of what has motivated them. That is some vision of who they are.
There's a philosophical strategy to the book's emphasis on picturesque endings.
There's this whole teleological thrust to this book. I mean, these are women who are not just creating spaces in the HGTV kind of way, but also coming to know parts of themselves and realize many of their capabilities through working with their most intimate surroundings in their home.
The metaphysical dimensions of the transformed interiors are captured in Kendall Reeves' photographs, which possess an almost otherworldly glow.
It's a technique known as HDR, which is high dynamic range. And so they were all shot available light. You do an exposure for the shadow, an exposure for the mid-tone, and an exposure for the highlights, and then blend them all together. You're getting an image that your brain automatically does when you're looking at a scene, but that you normally don't see in a 2D image, that normally you wouldn't see the detail in the shadows and the detail in the highlights at the same time getting the mid-tone range. So in a way, it's a surreal image.
The photographer's use of the high dynamic range technique, along with the wide-angle lens, results in, if not surreality, then value-added reality, in which views inside the room and outside the window are equally compelling, where the cool temperature of natural light mingles with a golden incandescent glow. Far from reinforcing the materialism and cloying feminine stereotypes, as Hiller writes, that underpin treatment of the subject in contemporary media, the dreamy images seem to propose transcendence.
When I look around Linda's house, or any of the homes in this book, what I see is not a collection of items purchased from a catalog in response to the dictates of the marketplace, but rather an externalization of the vision and tenacity and strength and determination of the people who have created these homes.
The book's philosophical remove from its neighbors in the bookstore's home design section may be evinced by its appeal for an unlikely audience. Linda shared an anecdote about one reader's experience.
For the last 2 weeks, a friend of my sister's has been visiting her from Delaware. She has her own little camper in her own pickup truck, and she brought it out here and parked at my sister's. And she's always been a strong woman and does a lot of things on her own, and she's divorced. Her ex-husband is living in their home. She's trying to sell the house in Delaware. She's working in a pizza parlor. I mean, she is at the bottom, you know. And my sister brought her by here, and she said, I want to see the book Judy told me about that your house is in. So I got it out and showed it to her. And she said, oh, I just love this. So I gave her my copy. And my sister called me the next day and said, Judy can't put that book down. She's reading it all the way through. She can't put it down. And then the next day she left to go back to Delaware and face these things she has to do.
A wolf in sheep's clothing, or Betty Friedan disguised as Martha Stewart. A Home of Her Own is a set of radical tales in female empowerment, posing as a diversion for ladies who lunch. For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
Kendall Reeves's photographs from A Home of Her Own are on view at Gallery 406 in Bloomington through November the 28th. Nancy Hiller and Kendall Reeves will speak about A Home of Her Own as part of an evening in Brown County, a benefit for the Brown County Library taking place there on Sunday, November the 13th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. More information about that event, along with photos from the book, available at our website, wfiu.org/arts.